Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Minister Aaron Daniel Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a journey. It has been an awesome journey by God, through God, and for God, because He's allowed me to go through an 8-part series of my life. And I am thankful and grateful for the time that I have spent with you and for the time that God has allowed me to breathe his word concerning me and about my life and what I've gone through in the past, and just allowed to share with you my hurts and my pain, my sorrows, my cries, my laughs, and my joy. But I just thank God for just Him being who He is as a part of my life, because without Him, I would not be here before you today. God has allowed me to go through just one scripture for an 8-part service in 1 Corinthians 13:11. And He's allowed me to go through and talk about the dysfunction of my family, the destruction of my childhood, the damage to my adulthood, the discovery of another family, the distraction from so-called friends, defending the lies, development of my spiritual health, and tonight, which is the final part, documenting the past. And I cannot be so overwhelmed any more than I am now with gratefulness from my heart to God, because He's allowed me to talk about what I've gone through in my life to those who have been hurt before or even hurting now. And I can't take the credit. I can't. All credit and glory goes to God. I can't take not one ounce of it. It's to God and God alone. And I hope that I helped somebody in this journey. I hope they have walked with me, they have cried with me, they have laughed with me, they have shared my pain with me. Because just like you, just because I'm a minister, I'm still human. Just because I'm preaching the gospel, I'm still flesh and blood. There has not been a day where I told God one time that I would be immune to life's tribulations. I did not go to my doctor and tell him, give me a shot of a vaccine that would shield me from the pain that life has thrown at me. I get sick. I get upset. I get angry. Sometimes I cuss. And sometimes I want to fuss. I even complain more than I should, but God has gave me enough grace and mercy day by day to speak His word and to speak it in truth. Because a lot of times, a lot of preachers out there who are afraid to tell their past or afraid to share what they're going through right now, to me, that's a cop-out. You call yourself a minister of the word, but you are afraid to tell the people what you've gone through? No. God wants us to share our testimonies. The Bible says that we are overcome by the word of our testimony. There is somebody out there who is listening to you and I, who is asking themselves the question, how did God bring you through? How did God allow you to go through what you've been through and still keep your sane mind? I'm just so thankful, because the times where I wanted to give up, God wouldn't let me. The times I wanted to throw in the towel, He wouldn't let me do it. The times I wanted to take my own life, God said, no, I got better plans for you. You shall live and not die. God has been wonderful to me, y'all. God has been gracious to me. And get this, even when I did mess up on purpose and did not want God's help, God never left my side. His word is true. He said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Heaven and earth may pass away, but I'm still here. Your best friend, your husband, your wife, your daughter, your son, whoever that you are, who are you in contact with on daily basis, they might leave you, but God said He would never leave you. Jesus said Himself that I have come to give you life, and I can give it to you more abundantly. So we just thank God for His presence. We thank God for His his mercy for grace. We thank God for all the things he allowed us to go through. Because even though we are in the fire, we should not be burned up. We will come out in some, we won't come out something like smoke. We're going to be thrown in the lion's den by a few friends and some family members. But God has sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth. Amen. We just thank God for that. We thank God for all the things that he has allowed us to go through and to persevere. God, we just ask you right now, God, to bless those who need your help. Bless those who are wanting to seek you for their own selves, God. God, we thank you for what you're about to do in our lives. God, we even ask you right now what you're doing right now to give us ease, give us joy, and let us be still and let know that you are at work. We may decrease, God, so you may be increased, Lord. Even though, God, the conversation that you heard today with a friend of mine, you heard what she's going through, you heard how the people at her job are treating her. God, bless her right now in the way you want her to be blessed. Help her find another place of employment that she would be appreciated, God. And although you did give her that job, God, I am crazy enough to believe that you give her another job, God. More pay, better benefits, God. I know you can do it because you're the God who said that you can't do it. You're the God that said you can't lie. You're the God who said you can't fail. So I put all my trust in you on behalf of my sister, my friend, that you allowed me to be friends with for almost 10 years. Bless her right now, God. In Jesus' name that I pray, we pray. Amen. Oh, Lord, my trip is ready. Yep, I am cooking some shrimp and fish sticks. But we thank God for everything that he's allowed us to go through tonight, even in the past 24 hours. Although we did not like it, but God allowed it for us to affect us so that we may glorify God anyhow. Yes, he said, y'all were crucified. We were crucified with Christ. Amen. That was the group commission. Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, oh, man, I just love that song. I mean, the group itself, I love the group. They are some wonderful brothers in the Lord. They are very anointed. It's more than actually for them. This is from their Irreplaceable Love CD with Carl Reed, Mitchell Jones, Montrell Derrick, and Marvin Sapp. Yes, I know that's crucified. Thank you, brothers, for singing that song, for making it, for allowing God to use you. Because everything we go through, I mean, everything we go through, I don't care if you don't like it or not, that God said whatever you have lost, that you've gone through for a reason. It does not happen by you or us being in the right place or the wrong place at the wrong time or the right place. But even though, no matter where we are in life, God sends things to not only strengthen us, but to give God the glory that he so well deserves. And we always talking about, I want God to bless me, which is true. I want God to bless me too, but we ought to bless God. You know, we ought to give God what's his. We ought to give back to God because he gave us his son, Jesus the Christ, to die for us and to be hung on a cross for 3 straight days. And on the third day, he got up with all power in his hands. I mean, I don't want to preach tonight, but I'm saying what I know, not what I've heard. But my Bible tells me that he came from glory, from the heavens above down to earth to be with us poor people to dwell among us around sin, but yet being through all his glory, he was found with no sin. Amen. Because Jesus is the Son of God. And that's all who we need to rely on him, to be faithful towards him, and do what he has called us to do. I know there's a song out by a singer who says that I don't need nobody else. Well, that's kind of not true. We do need to lean on other people for help, but our source should be from the Heavenly Father himself. God gives us people that we can rely on or help along with, but God said to put all our faith and trust in him, because male or female, they will let us down every time. Every time. Yeah, I may not agree with that, and that's fine. That's okay. We can still be cool with that, but I would rather put my faith and trust in God, amen, than in male or female or mankind, should I say. And I just thank God for all the things. When man can't do what God can do, I mean, even if man can't do what I asked him to do, but he don't want to do it, God will. Even if people cannot do what you ask them to do, God can. So I just put all, I don't care how y'all look at me like I'm crazy. I'd be crazy for God any day of the week. God is just God like that. He died for us so that we can live for him. Amen. So we're just going to give him what's his, regardless of how our situation look like, regardless of how the devil tries to make us act, look crazy. I'm going to give God, I'm going to talk about me for a second. I'm going to give God the praise, okay? Y'all can sit in the corner and look crazy if you want to. Y'all can be up in the balcony, wherever you are, in your car, you're in the mall. Y'all can look insane in the membrane for all you want to, but as for me in my house, I will give God the glory. As for me in my house, I will give him praise. As for me in my house, amen, I will give him the glory. Thank God for that. Wow, yes, I don't want to be too much. I'm already hyped up like I was last week on my sister. I mean, you can't help but give God. Oh, it is so wonderful to think about how good he's been to you. It is so wonderful to think how God has allowed you to go through your nonsense and to your mess without having you lose your mind. I just think we all give God praise for that. We just give him praise because God is awesome. I don't care what you are. I don't care who you are. Ain't nobody greater than God. You can be any person on the face of this earth. He is better than Buddha. He's better than Allah. He's better than Confucius. Whoever false God you think you're praising, ain't nobody better than God himself, the almighty creator of the heavens and earth, who created both you and I, created all things. Amen. I am so excited. I cannot get the show when I want to kick off, but when I get thinking about God and the goodness and what he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah, amen. My soul just for joy. My soul is so high on God. That he is my drug, amen, because can't nobody get you high like God can get you high. Man, look at him. Boy, oh my God, I am thankful, Lord, for just being who you are in my life, God. I just cannot help but give you the praise and give you honor. And no matter what the hell I've been through, God, you were always right there. And some of y'all looking like I said the word hell, but some of y'all over here are catching hell. Amen. Because God can bring you out and he can bring you through. Yea, to walk through a better set of death. And oh man, look at here. Yea, through the key word is through. I'm not here in this area to stay. Don't force me to put my mail on an address. I'm not planning to be here for too long. I am walking through the valley. Amen. Because God said you should go through the fire, but you're going to come out as pure gold. Hey, woo, Jesus, thank you, Lord. I'm just getting happy all of a sudden. I'm just, oh my God. Okay, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you've gone through. I am just so, I am peacock proud just to say I am above ground. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see one more day I did not deserve. Woo, thank you, Lord. But we're going to keep on moving with this. The eighth series is my final series in my life. I keep in the past. I have been through so much mess in my life throughout my years of living on this earth, 45 plus years. You heard my story about me living in a single-parent neighborhood, single-parent home, a gang-infested neighborhood. dealing with drugs, selling drugs, living a crazy childhood, had an evil stepfather, had a crazy adulthood, didn't know what I wanted to do in life, going to every school in the face of the planet just about. My mind was just messed up, did not know where to go. Having crazy friends who didn't have my back, like I thought they had my back, because they left me high and dry. But thanks be to God, I have overcome that. I have been grown up in Him and mature Christ-like because He's allowed me to see for people who they really are. My Angelo said, when you see people for who they really are, believe them. Don't try to figure out or try to translate what they're about. No, if people are going to show they're a liar, then believe it. If they're a thief, then believe it. Because I have been stolen from. I've been lied on. I've been lied to. Taken advantage of, taken for a ride, so to speak, you know. But God was right there all the time, and I just cannot tell you how much I enjoyed this life of mine. Because sometimes, when I didn't want to do right, God treated me right. Amen. Y'all catch on the way home. When God saw that I didn't want to be right, God still was right by my side. Amen. Because He is the one that allowed me to go through what I have gone through in life. Dealing with deaths of my grandparents, 20, 30 years apart. And to this day, I still miss them. I still love them. But God took them home so that I can become a better man in Him. Because there's one time my grandma left me in death, and I was mad at God for so many months. And He asked me, he told me some things that I did not want to hear. And He said, well, do you want her to come back and live with you in pain? I said, no. Well, do you want to come and live with you and suffer? I said, no. I said, well, do you want her to suffer through the things that she's going through with medical treatment? I said, no. And He said, well, why are you tripping for? Why aren't you happy that she's with me? I said, I don't know why I'm tripping. I'm just thankful that she's in you. But at the same time, I don't know why I'm acting the fool because you got her now. I mean, she was my rock, God, and I just did not know how to take it. You took her at that time. So when God spoke to my spirit, He said, you know what? I understand how you're going, what you're going through. But guess what? She's smiling now. She's joyous now. She's in my care now. She has a crown of thorns. I mean, I'm sorry. Thank you, Lord. A crown upon her head. Thank you, Lord. And she's just joyous to be in my presence. And that's what we ought to do. We ought to be joyous. Be in God's presence, amen. Because too many times, so many of us, including myself, we get mad when we can't do what we want to do. Stop tripping. Don't have luggage and quit tripping. We ought to have joyous in God. We ought to be so faithful to God it should make us crazy. I also told this last week or a week or so ago that I was asked this question, brother. They saw my hat. I got what they call them, a cuff skull hat, I guess. And I had a monogram, and someone asked me, what does your hat say? I said, my hat says, ghetto preacher. And I don't know if they liked it. Oh, they liked it. Lord, I'm talking like I'm crazy. Like that or not, but, you know, I explained to them what that really meant. And me being the ghetto preacher that I am, P-R-E-A-C-H-A, that I have to keep it real. When I preach, I have to keep things in line. I can't be facing faulty about it. When I used to do things in the world, I was real. I was ghetto-ish then. But when I got on God's team, He told me, now that you're on my side, whatever word I give you, you make sure it's the truth. I said, okay, well, God, well, how about this? I'm a preacher of word. But then there's things in my life that I might talk about and people not like it. And God said to me, and what's your point? Keep it real. So even when I preach the gospel or teach it, there are some things that I have to give you as an example of what I've gone through to let you know that, hey, I'm human too. And some things in my life, there are some things that I ghetto-ish. Amen? Because also at my last church in Little Rock, Arkansas, at St. Mark Baptist Church, not the pastor now, but the pastor they had before then, his staff, one of his staff members told me that I was too bold. I was too raw. I was too real. All because I had talked about what God told me to talk about and used my life as an example. They didn't like the fact that I sold dope. They hated the fact that I sold crack. They even couldn't say I was in a gang wearing red colors. They hated that. And they told me I was too bold. You can't preach no more. What? Really? Okay, fine. Be like that. I let God deal with you. So we got here real for God. A lot of us out there who are here real for Satan, we ain't got a problem with that. I was told a story one time that a young man was talking to his grandfather, and his grandfather was dying of cancer. And the grandfather said, the grandson, I want you to do one thing before I pass away. He said, what, grandfather? I want you to answer this question for me. I ain't got much time to go, but I want you to answer real, real quick. He said, okay. What would you do if you heard God for yourself and he asked you this question? If you had an hour to live, what would you do with your life for the last hour? Grandson thought it over for a little bit. He said, Grandpa, I know what I would do. I would have fun. For the last hour, I would have so much fun, I'd probably die happy. Grandfather said, you know what, grandson? That's the wrong answer. Because the last thing on your mind or anybody's mind should be having fun. If you and I had one more hour to live, and God told you and I, you got one hour to live on this earth, what would you do for your last hour? Some of us say, well, I go back and mend some friendships and everything I met over life, go back and apologize, make ends meet, make some amends, give me the Lord, say I'm sorry to a lot of folks. I'll go back and pay off some bills as quick as I can, eat all I can, whatever. But the number one answer that just came to our mind was to give God praise and to thank him for the life that he lived and to ask him to come to our hearts. If we had not been saved yet, to ask him to save us right now in the last hour that we live. And so when the grandson heard this, he was very disturbed. He said, Grandfather, why do you want me to give God thanks and praise and give him my life when all the stuff that I've been through was nothing but chaos and struggles? God, Grandfather, why? And Grandfather said to him, he said, Grandson, the reason I can only tell you this is why. Because your grandfather was a sinner. Oh, my God. How many of us have the nerve to tell somebody that before they got saved, they were a sinner too? Before I got saved, I was, like I said, gang banging, chasing women, sleeping with women, sometimes unprotected sex. But thanks be to God, I have been AIDS-free. Disease-free, because it's mercy and grace upon of my life. Selling drugs, should have been killed in drive-bys, should have been killed in a bad drug deal gone south, should have been thrown in jail, should have been locked up for life, even on death row. But thanks to the God, he's allowed me to have joy through him and in him. Because had I not been for God on my side, I wouldn't be here right now. So what my past has been with my life, I thank God for my past, and there's not one day I would change. There's not one day that I would change and make my life better, because it all happens for a reason. It all happens for a reason, because let me tell you this too. You may not like where you are, and that's fine. I didn't either. But you better thank God that you allowed to make some changes in your life. I haven't made changes in my life. I'm happy. I'm good. No, you're not good. Because when you die, I didn't say if. When you die, we all gonna die. And you are without Christ in your life. Ain't no second chance coming back. That's it. It's either heaven or hell. And quit talking about the limbo or there's a space in eternity we're going to fall between. No, that's the devil's lie. There is either heaven or hell. And I made up in my mind at the age of 32 years old. long time ago. Thank you, Brother Mac. That made a decision to be right with God. Well, I'm sorry, I'll take that back. Give my life to God. Because a lot of us, we cannot get right with God at any cost. Because our righteousness are as filthy rags before Him. He doesn't see us as us. He sees us with the blood of Christ on us. That's why when Jesus died on the cross, God Himself turned His back on Christ. Why was the question raised? Why have you forsaken me? He wasn't forsaking His Son because of the fact He got crucified, but for the sin that the Son carried on His shoulders. That's what the song said, that we were crucified with Christ. And I don't know about you, the thief on the right had a lie sense when the thief on the left mocked Him, told Him, since you're the Son of God, won't you save yourself and save us? Yeah, I did some things I shouldn't have done, but hey, you the Messiah? You say, hey, man, what's up? Save us. But the people on the right say, hold on, y'all. Shut up with that noise. Yeah, we deserve this. We deserve this. We robbed. We killed. We stole. We did everything under the sun. S-U-N. That we deserve death. But this man, Jesus Himself, sinless, did nothing wrong. And then He had the nerve to tell Jesus Himself, when you go into your kingdom, God, please remember me. Jesus responded with the answer and said, to this day, you shall. He didn't say might. He didn't say if. He didn't say 50-50 chance. He said, you shall be with me in paradise. And that's good news. Because Jesus is telling the rest of us, if you are washed in my blood, you will be with me in paradise. I just thank God for the blood He shed for me when I was 32 years old, on my way to hell. Had a praying grandmother who did nothing but pray for her oldest grandson. Because God told her, and she knew, that if I had died in my sins, I'd be in hell right now. But thanks be to God to send His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on my behalf, to be washed in His blood, to be saved from not only hell, but from myself, to get it right one more day. And get this, he didn't give us a second chance. We didn't stop saying these phrases that God gave me a second chance. So we stopped saying this stuff. No. God gives us another chance. Because if the truth be told, our second chance is a long time ago. So I thank and praise God for giving us another chance. Let me go get up with it. Another chance. There we go. So, if you are not saved, if you are not washed through Christ's blood, stop what you're doing. You are driving, pull over. I don't care no wreck. Not on me. Please don't have a wreck on. Please don't. Pull over. And tell God you're sorry. Give Him a godly sorrow. Give Him your heart today. Because no one knows the time of day they're going to go see Jesus. No one. And if you are saved, I thank God for you, for your decision. Because you are my brother or sister in Christ. But if there's one more thing I can tell you right now in this program, let no one tell you that when you do get saved, all your problems will be over. You're right. Your problem may be just starting. Because the devil himself knows
If you get on God's side, he's got work to do. I remember a comedian, Flip Wilson. He had a character named Geraldine. This is before Martin Lawrence did Shanae and the basketball player did Grandmama and all these people who were doing these things with making sort of female characters. I mean, y'all stop that, please. Flip Wilson had a character named Geraldine. And y'all who are above the ages of 40 and above, y'all know who I'm talking about. These young cats, like, who is Geraldine? Flip Wilson, great comedian, had a character named Geraldine, sassy black woman. And every time she got in trouble, every time she would tell the people who caught her, it was the devil that made me do it. Now, I commend Flip for his comedic creativeness, but can I tell you, Flip, you're a lie. Because the devil himself cannot make us do anything. Oh, he can tempt us. Lord, don't give me some temptation. Lord, have mercy. He can tempt us, but he cannot make us do a thing. Because Jesus himself was tempted. The devil said to him, if you shall bow down to me, I'll give you all this. But what Satan did not know, that he was offering Jesus something he already owned. If you worship me, if you are hungry, I bid you turn these stones to bread. And Jesus hit him beside the head and said this, man should not live by bread alone, by every word from God. We need Jesus. We need his Father. We need the Holy Spirit. And that's because we need him. We ought to love him. And if we love him, we ought to obey him. He said his word. He said, if you love me, well, why don't you obey me? He told Peter. He said, he asked Peter that question three times. And the third time, Peter got a little bit pissed, y'all. Wait a minute. Hold on. Lord, hold on for a second. You didn't ask me that two times already. How you ask for a third time and ask me that I love you? Yeah, I love you, Lord. What are you tripping for? That's Peter. What's wrong with you, Lord? Jesus said, if you love me, go feed my sheep. Now, he didn't mean the sheep that was on four legs with a woolly coat and go, bah. No, he said his people. Go feed my people. Because when Jesus said, go, we better go. Don't worry about where I'm going or who I'm going to see. He got all that covered. The Bible said, you send me, Lord, I'll go. God, we can thank you for your word. Thank you for your time with us, God. We thank you for just having to give us a mindset to preach your word and tell others about you and pardon their sins, God. God, we love you. We adore you. We praise you. And we ask you right now, God, whoever is hurting right now, give them the comfort to know that you are with them, God. Save their souls, God, from the burning hell. Because you died for them, God. You died for them on a hill called Calvary. God, and I thank you right now for what you're about to do in their lives, God. That you're about to save them, God. Do it right now, Jesus, in Christ's name. Amen. And if you are, you got saved, we thank you, we praise you for that. If you have any questions or comments, or I'm going to pray with you, you can email me at sooutspoken501@gmail.com or speakyourmindnow@yahoo.com. And we just thank God for you, thank God for your family. And remember, when people say they can't or won't, Jesus said he can and he will. God bless you. Don't go just yet. Don't go. One thing to show you, don't go, don't hang up.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. I can say
For me, just put me out of stuff I didn't even want to be pulled out of. There's some things I did not want to get pulled out of. Y'all ain't hearing me. There's some things and things I said and I thought was right. God said, no, no, no. I'm putting up this mess. I ain't making you who I want you to be. One of my children. Yes. And look, God, you have been so wonderful. You have been so gracious to me, God, that all through my mess and my whole entire life, you decided to keep me still and keep me abound, keep me above ground one more day. And God, when my day comes for to meet you in eternal heavenly glory, God, I want to hear the words, God, good and faithful servant.